Hello, and welcome to the Alloy Personal Training Business Podcast, a show for people who want to take their personal training businesses and fitness coaching skills to the next level. Team Alloy has been in the personal training business since 1992 and share their insights from working with businesses and brands around the world. Listen in for secrets and tips on running a successful fitness business, from personal training, marketing, staff management, scaling your business, and everything in between. If you are interested in having your own personal training business, our systems are well developed, and we are focusing on very discrete segments which we think are the secrets to success. Now, let's get started with our host.
Mr. Rick, how you doing, buddy?
Mr. Matt Helland, programmer of all programmers. What's up, my man?
That's right. I feel pretty good about that, yeah.
How was Turkey Day?
It's great. Only gained 5 pounds. How about you?
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah. You only gained 7.
Attaboy.
Yeah, in one day. Not bad.
One day, yeah.
It's a dirty bulk.
It's a dirty bulk. I try to spread it out, you know, take all that
over
food.
The whole holiday.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
I'm a little more intense.
I like to hit it hard and just
hit it hard. And then all leftovers, pumpkin pie for days.
I actually didn't eat that much this year. I did pretty good. Yeah, you have those little ones in the house. They have those sweets running around. It's tough, man.
Yeah, it's for them.
yeah, that's what it is. Exactly. Well, man, I'm pumped about, I already know today's topic, so I don't have to ask. I'm ready to dive right in. I'll let you get us started, but I'm super excited and super excited for you guys to hear what we're talking about today. So,
yeah, so Matt, what are we talking about? Something that are really good at, honestly. It is the active aging market. You got to give us a rundown kind of who and what that is.
Yeah, listen, it's a bit of a derogatory term, active aging. You know, you could say active living. There's a lot of other ways to say it, but I think for the purpose of this podcast, we'll simply use active aging. And so in its simplest term, to keep it basic, it means people over 50 years old. And so what we're going to talk about today is why we feel like there is a massive opportunity in this particular market. I think you've pulled some really good data that we can discuss around, you know, what the metrics, the economic metrics are showing us. And then we'll talk about as well what our personal experience has been with this crowd here. You know, we've been here 28 years and we've seen some real traction with this particular population for lots of different reasons. So yeah, man, I'm super excited to discuss it and ready to get it rolling. So what you want to know, Matt?
I mean, I want to start off, let's define a little bit more. Yeah, you know, 50 plus. I mean, what are some common things we see within this age group to start out with so people get a better understanding?
Well, for us, we started our business as personal training. So we were a personal training facility. Now, personal training by default is a more expensive service than, say, a general health club or like a boot camp or, you know, we call it team training, a group of people working out. And so when we started, it was just personal training. And so it was either the rich and famous, which had a lot of money, which was like your Madonna and Usher and all the people we had come through, right? You were either those people or it was people that were a little longer in the tooth. And the reason was not necessarily because we were targeting those people. I mean, hell, I was only 22 years old. So it wasn't like I had a real grasp on this market. It's just by default, people that are a little longer in the tooth and have lived a little bit, they've amassed more wealth. And personal training is an expensive service. And so it's certainly going to be more applicable to someone who's a little bit older, right? So we sort of came upon this market organically. And as we switched from personal training and then added in boot camps and things like that, it brought in different populations. And then obviously, you know, you had CrossFit come in and then a bunch of like real higher end boutique studios jumped off after them with like your Orange Series and those guys. And what we found is they were all sort of targeting this new customer avatar, which as we've talked about it, it's like 30-year-old fit, attractive women was sort of the main, you know, focus. If you look at their marketing, that's where they're going. And it still left this gap open for what we're calling active aging, which is 50 plus. So as we progressed from, you know, 1992 into the 2000s, when we were first to do team or group in our area, brought in that younger population because the price point was lower. Then as we got a bunch of competition in that particular vertical for us, we still saw this sort of underserved, right, market for personal training. And we had a scalable way to service people in that brought the cost down a little bit, right? But it's still more expensive than your average boot camp or what have you, especially since there's a lot of that service in the market. The price has come down even more. So personal training is a nice differentiator, and by default, because it's more expensive, it's going to be more affordable for people that have more financial wherewithal, and that certainly applies to this 50 plus crowd. So we just sort of figured it out organically. And for those of the listeners that don't know, we've literally gone all in on this particular market, meaning we switched even our brick and mortar facilities that we own to this, in addition to the fact that, you know, we're now launching an entire franchise based on, again, what we're calling active aging. Right? Mm-hmm. So this 50 plus market, just because there's a massive opportunity and we're really good at it, and we're really good at scaling it. So that's really what this discussion is about. You know, why should people look at active aging? What's the future of this market? Is it as boring as people think? You know, we could probably do a whole podcast on programming around it, but we could touch on that a little bit today as well. But we seem to do really well with this crowd. Okay. Again, it's personal training, so that's a differentiator these days, because if you're only servicing it in one-on-one, it's not scalable. So there's some people doing that, but not a lot, and for good reason as a business model. There's a million and one people doing group training, all chasing the same customer avatar, which we've talked about. So right in this sweet spot is this sort of scalable personal training model for a crowd that, quite honestly, is just underserved in the fitness space.
Yeah. Do you know exactly how many are in this crowd?
Is it 75 million?
Yeah, oh boy. Yeah, 75 million people right now. And that was actually from a couple of years ago, so it's probably even higher than that, are in that active aging market.
Okay.
You know that by 2050, it's going to be 161 million.
Will that be bigger? That population then will be bigger than the under 50 population, right?
Yep.
So there'll be more people over 50 than there will be under 50. Yep. What year did you say that would be?
2050.
Yeah, that's a little bit, but still. So, but what we're saying is, in all this data that we've pulled before we've even made this decision, I'm a data-driven guy. So like, we know intuitively, right, what we're doing. But when you look at the true economics, like, these numbers are, this should be for any business. Forget about fitness. Like, if you're in any business, you can't ignore the fact that this group has the most money and they are growing, right, in numbers. And people are living to be quite a bit older because of medication and other things. So you're going to see this population continue to grow, and they're going to want to stay active. You know, I mean, like Neil Spruce, who's, our DotFit, creator, yeah, right, of the nutrition company we work with, he has sort of your lifespan, right? And then he has your health span, which is how long in your life that you're healthy. And he calls another one your play span, which is basically how long in your life can you continue to do the things that you want to do, whether it be golf or hiking or, riding a bike or whatever it is that you want. Like, how long is that? Because it's one thing to live medicated 20 years older, longer than we used to, or 10 years longer, but to do that unhealthy or bedridden, I don't think anybody wants that.
Right.
So what we're talking about is giving people that quality of life so they can live those longer years, this big chunk of the population, and do it in what we're calling their play span, right? To be able to do more. And that's really what going after this particular population is all about.
Yeah. And I mean, this information's out there. People are learning that you lose a significant amount of muscle after you turn 30. I mean, you literally lose every decade, 3 to 8% of your muscle mass is gone.
Right.
Okay. So
sarcopenia, right?
Yeah. Sarcopenia. So imagine if you're not working out, not doing anything, right? And this crowd is kind of part of that seated eccentric society. We got everything in our life we try to make easier. We do less and less. We move less. So that just makes this crowd even more appealing because they need it. They need a bat.
Yeah, no, great point. And you're right. And there's so much. There's a lot of data that we won't be discussing today per se around like lifespan, quality of life, all around, quite honestly, muscle, right? Like muscle tissue and maintenance of muscle, or even building of muscle. If you've never worked out, you can still do that in this age bracket, right? Protein intake. And there's a lot of studies that you see leaning towards this population because people are living longer, living to be older. And they want their play span to be longer. They don't just want to live unhealthy, right? They want to be able to go snow skiing and do all these things. But this group spends, I think it's 80% of all adventure travel is purchased by this group because they have the financial wherewithal to do it. So if you're going to go to the Alps and do some hut-to-hut fancy hiking trip, you're going to want to have the fitness to be able to do that, right? So on that note, before we move on, I would argue that from a trainer standpoint, so if anybody's watching this that's in the fitness industry and they're like, training old people is boring, I would say, well, first of all, you have to be more technical to train someone that's a little beat up. And if you're over 50 and you've been active, you're going to have some dings and some chinks in your armor. So you have to be more technical. You can do anything with a 25-year-old fire breather. And even if it's terrible form or whatever, they're not going to feel that until they're 50. So try picking someone up who already has those injuries, working around them, making, improving their movement quality, you know, and getting them to do that. You have to be really technical, you know, a technical type of trainer to be able to do that. So I would say that, you know, somewhere in the middle is the easy training, right? You got the hardcore athletes, right? Yep. You got your average individuals that are, you know, again, 25, 30, maybe up to 40 years old. You can do any dumb things you want. It's like anything was going to work. Then when you get a little older and you get beat up, you almost have to go back to the high level athletics and then pare it down and apply those same principles to people at that level, which takes some level of skill and acumen. So if anybody's listening to this or watching that's a technical trainer, this is a very interesting crowd to work with. Plus, I will argue all day long that it's much more gratifying to help someone live a better quality of life through the activities and the lifestyle that they want than it is to help somebody get beach body abs, sure. Right? Because that's a moving target. Like what does look good even mean, right?
Right.
It's much easier to say, okay, I'm going to get you ready for this trip, this hiking trip in the Alps, where you can complete it and you can hike, you know, 10 miles day over day with a load, right? I can give you that. And I can give you that in short time. Just show up, right? Six pack abs are built, you know, they're built in the kitchen, whatever that corny stuff is. That's stuff that we can't control. So it's much easier and not a moving target and not kind of like, what does it in great shape mean? It's a tangible things that you can give people. I mean, and for the older, if you lean towards the older age bracket here, like the upper end of this age bracket, I should say, you know, getting more independence, right? So I fall down on the floor. Can I even get up off the floor? Can I get out of the bathtub on my own? And there's some things like that, that we're not always going that far, you know, across the spectrum, but we can. And if so, it's like, man, that's way more life-changing than I'm going to look really good with my girlfriends at my beach trip this year. I don't care what you say. Yeah. So as a trainer, it's easier to get people there. There's more people that need it. And you do have to be a technical coach. So I find this age bracket much more compelling as a coach, a technical trainer coach, than I do six-pack abs.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's like I said, so you have, they have, you know, the numbers, right? They need it. It's a little bit more gratifying, obviously. I mean, there's people coming in from all walks of life. You don't know what's they've done or haven't done.
Right.
So you have to be a solid coach, but you wrap all that up and you're going to keep a client much longer because they understand more of the importance than, oh, I got six pack abs. See you later. I'm going to work out with you forever because you changed my life. I can play with my kids.
And let's say this as well. Just because you're active aging doesn't mean you won't have six pack abs, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's like that's sort of a byproduct of doing all the things that are going to help you hike that trail in the Alps or bike or, you know, hit the golf ball well. By the way, the byproduct is you're going to look a lot better. But when you're coming in with that as a sole focus and your only goal, it's sort of a moving target that you're never going to be satisfied with because you never look good enough, right? Whereas if you've got these tangible goals, like I want to move better. I mean, look at our motto overall, right? Looking good. Like, what does that mean? It's relative, right? So looking good, feeling great. That's important. That's movement quality and living life to the fullest. That's doing the hiking trips and the golfing and all that. And that's our brand promise. So I don't know, man, for me, it's super compelling. We've done it well for 30 years and you know, I know you've got some more metrics that I'm going to rattle through, but like you'd be crazy not to pay attention to this market.
Sure.
Crazy.
All right. Well, we talked about number size, like how many are in this active aging group. Let's talk about money a little bit. Yep. So this group controls over 70% of the dispensable income, right? So
I mean, or disposable, whatever.
Yeah, disposable.
You can dispense of it if you want. If you want to dispense of some of your income to me, Matt, I'll take it.
And they also dispense 50% of that. They are biggest, highest out of any age, over 50, under 50.
So the over 50 group spends more. Well, obviously they have more to spend, right?
Sure.
Well, if you look at disposable income, so if they control 70% of the disposable income, by the way, that income is what's spent on high-end fitness services, whether it's in a group setting or like personal training, right? So if you're looking for a group to sell higher-end fitness, like boutique fitness to in whatever fashion, why would you not go after the crowd that has 70% of the disposable income? And I know this stat, and I'm sure you probably pulled this, so I'm going to steal your thunder. But from what I understand, it's only like 5 to 10% of all marketing dollars are spent to target this group.
So the people that have the most money get the least amount of marketing dollars thrown at them.
Yeah. Again, why? Because is it not cool or sexy? Or I don't. I sound all defensive because I turned 50 recently. So I'm like, what do you don't? You don't think I'm sexy? Matt, do you think I'm sexy? I'm just saying.
No comment.
Okay. you do. He's blushing. But listen, you know what I mean. It's like, why would you not? And again, forget about fitness. If I'm going into any business, if I'm like, all right, this crowd holds 70% of the disposable income and there's only 5% to 10% of marketing dollars there, massive opportunity. You can't ignore it. All right, what else you got for stats?
All right, stats. This group, if you're looking at, you know, again, money, 80% of all savings and loans are in this group. So again, just shows they got most of it. So again, doesn't make sense why we even don't market towards them.
Yeah. Again, just shows that financial stability.
It's crazy. All right. Let's talk about marketing with this group. They spend, you know, more time online than any group, believe it or not. They spend more time than millennials online.
So wait, so people over 50 spend more time online than people under 50?
15 hours a week.
Interesting.
Believe that? Do you know which site they spend the most time on?
Oh, I got this one. Facebook.
Facebook, right?
Yeah. Well, and that's great for marketing, right? We talk about that. Right. Like, you know, people say, oh, Facebook ads are more expensive, and they are, but it is what it is. Like, there's a lot of people are on there. That's why it's more expensive to market there. But if people that are over 50 are the biggest group on Facebook, you still have to go there.
Sure.
Now target better, right? You can target your market to this particular age group. You can run advertising that shows people that are in this age bracket being successful. So you're not showing like some ripped hot person, you know, that's 25 years old while trying to attract, you know, 55-year-old golfers to your facility. Like, don't do that. Show 55-year-old golfers that are impressive and tell their story about how they had a bad back and they've lost a little weight and now they're smashing the golf ball. That's how you get those guys, right? So But the vehicle's got to be Facebook.
Right. So they spend $7 billion online a year.
That's the thing that I think is most interesting. So if you guys didn't hear that, $7 billion spent online. So everyone will say like, oh yeah, the older crowd, like, you know, they don't spend as much online. And so they're not as engaged. And if you run these hooks or these high end, you know, marketing plays that they're not going to buy them. And that's just not true. They're actually spending a lot more online than people under 50.
Yep.
So, and that also means that they're somewhat tech savvy, like, and they're on their phone a good bit. So, you know, when you're talking about online, your website and all your marketing materials should be mobile friendly. You know, you're always thinking like technology for whatever reason applies to a younger crowd. And it's just not true. I mean, in this day and age, everybody's got a smartphone, everybody's on it. They know how to use it, right? So you've got to leverage the marketing platforms and just understand that you can run compelling hooks online. And this group has the money to buy your products, right, and your services, right?
You got
to
market different.
Personal training, if you want to run a paid trial online, you're not going to be successful if you're a boot camp because everyone in that market's like, hey, come try a free workout and then sign up, right? But if you want to run something meaningful that speaks to someone who has a bad back, who wants to lose a little weight, and again, go on a hiking trip or, you know, golf or go cycling, you know, this is the way to do it. And you can actually run a paid trial. And this is a person that has the financial wherewithal to buy that. You don't have to run free or come try a free workout and, you know, like it or not. It doesn't have to be that at all.
What about get shredded in 30 days?
It sounds amazing. I would do that. Not possible. All right. What else you got? You got any more stats for us?
I got a whole lot more stats there, but just let's talk about like how we do it and why we do it here and why you chose overall. I mean, and obviously we know the market numbers.
Right.
But talk about just the staying power and like clients, our retention around this group. I mean, I think that's invaluable. It shows, you know, a better business model.
Yep. So when we look at we'll compare what we're calling team training. So think about 20 people getting sweaty, bunch of brands doing that versus people that are doing personal training. Now we do small group training. So there's still a small group of people, but we keep it small enough to keep the brand promise of personal training, right? So when we look at the real statistics around these two groups, we'll just use our brick and mortars and then we'll use some other people's that we work with. So here, the average stay of a team training client, average age would be lesser, right? Because the price point was lesser when we had this vertical. They would stay on average 10 months, which by the way, beats the average for the average bootcamp company, which is a good brand will do maybe 7 months that they'll keep someone, right? Bad brands, maybe 3 months.
Right.
So if you compare that, if you compare, you know, $150 a month, which is average in our area for unlimited, you know, team training, that person versus someone who does personal training, which again, the price threshold is higher, makes them a little bit older, right? Mm-hmm. Get them into this active aging over 50 crowd. These guys in our clubs would spend an average of $370 a month and stay 36 months. So when you take customer acquisition cost or CAC or whatever, you know, if you're using the acronyms, that's something every business should know. What does it cost me to get a new customer? That's not going to be a lot different for a group training, team training model than it will be for personal training. So in the long run, do I want someone in my business for 7 to 10 months that pays me $150 a month? That's easy math. Or do I want someone in my club that's going to stay 36 months at $370 a month, right? Yeah. Sure. That makes, that makes that customer acquisition cost formula completely different, right? Then if you run your net profit, so what does my company make at the end of the day? You could take that gross, right? The gross revenue that you're going to earn, you know, at 370 a month times 36 months, and then just run your profit margin around that. So say it's 30% of that, right? And then you run your customer acquisition costs over that, and then you know. And then it comes down to something like, hey, would you spend $500, which is a high customer acquisition cost. I'm not saying everyone's is that high. Would you spend $500 to make $5,000, right? And anyone would do that. The answer would be yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, right? So, or would you spend $500 to make, you know, $350 in 10 months or 7 months? The answer is no, you would not. And that's kind of what we're running into, right? That's what we're seeing. And that's not just with our brand. So those are our numbers here, but we have other people in the industry, like Tim Lyons is a buddy of mine, right? He owns a marketing company. And then he also has a gym very similar to our older model, which is in Phoenix. Same thing, team training clients churning out 9 to 10 months, you know, 38 months for personal training clients that he can get into personal training. And by the way, the average age of the personal training clients, much older.
Right.
So we're really talking about different levels of service, group training, team training versus personal training. And if you can scale personal training, it's really the only way to do it. I wouldn't want to do a one-on-one business. It would be fine, except it's just not a great business construct.
Sure.
So if you can get into that personal training, you know, realm and get to these older clients, they're going to stay longer and pay much more. And so stay longer, pay longer. So I don't know as a business model why you would do it any other way, honestly.
Right. Yeah. Personal training, you know, obviously can accommodate everybody, which really helps with active aging. There's more of them. They have more money. They spend more money. And they're marketed to the least amount. I don't know.
I mean, can we just drop the mic and walk off at that? It's like there's more of them. They have the most money. They have the least amount of money spent marketing to them. That alone should have everyone that's listening to this be like, all right, we're switching our business model.
Right. And then stay longer.
Yeah. Yeah. They stay longer. So like the retention model is much better because there's not a lot of places where people can go that have had a hip replacement and still get a really good dynamic workout. And by the way, not feel like an old fart. We've seen different brands, small, try to bite into this crowd, right. But they do it in such an off-putting way. Like I said, dude, I just turned 50. Like, I don't want to work out at an old person's gym. I don't. So why can't you build something where someone like me can get a really good workout at my level, but there might be somebody in there who's 5 or 7 years older than me, who's very deconditioned, very overweight. They should also be able to get an effective workout.
Absolutely.
And if you have the magic sauce, which we do, you know, you're able to do that for active aging. So that's really the key. And that's where that conversation earlier about that technical coaching came into place. So yeah, man, listen, all signs point to no matter what business that you're in, this is the group moving forward. They're only going to get bigger. I think they're going to inherit like $14 trillion. They're set to inherit over the next 25 years, something like that. So they're only going to get more money. The population's only going to get bigger. People are going to be living longer.
Right.
So every single metric points to this is the way to go. And I like personal training. I think when you look at overall trends in the industry that would point to this is the pendulum has starting to swing back from one workout fits all, right? Come in, if you survive it, great. But the workout is what it is. The pendulum's swinging back to more specificity. What about me? That's what speaks to personal training, right? Literally, if you just throw that name on your door, it tells everyone what you do. It's all about me. And that's real important. And if you can give somebody all about me in a group setting, that's where you can make real progress with active aging.
Great. All right. You got anything else to add?
Listen, man, if that doesn't convince you, I'm not sure I can help you.
Oh, I'm convinced.
Are you on board?
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Well, you're right. You had just had a birthday. How old were you?
34.
Happy birthday. It's yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Happy birthday. So you've got a few years left in you.
Few years, yeah.
Yeah, a few good years.
I'm starting muscle right now.
Your sarcopenia right now.
Out of here.
All right, Matt, I appreciate it, man. Great, great topic today. And you listeners, we appreciate you guys as well. And I would highly encourage you guys to look more into this active aging market and look at Alloy Personal Training Franchise. If you don't know what's up, we'll tell you. So peace.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Alloy Personal Training Business Podcast. If you have any questions for the host or are interested in learning more about running a successful personal training business of your own, please reach out and say hello. Connect with us at www.alloypersonaltraining.com and sign up for our free newsletter to receive additional resources.